Moving on, we have we have these criminals. Okay, they're in Europe. Okay, they took a 220-pound gold coin.
$4 million.
Jeez.
It's worth $4 million, 3.2 million euros, and it has the queen's face on it, and it is heavily guarded. And the people who guard it and the people who have it in the museum, I don't know if it's in a museum, but it's in a building, have absolutely no idea how it was taken.
That's some national treasure stuff. Remember when they stole the Declaration of Independence?
Greatest movie of all time.
It's good, like, exactly like that. But Ethan and I...
That's like the equivalent, like, honestly, but this actually happened.
I know, think they stole it. I don't get how they carry the thing.
Talent, weight, something.
I know. And then they had a ladder. The police said they found a ladder on the scene. So cool. They climbed up. How do they get a 220-pound gold coin, which is, I think they said... 3 feet in diameter.
Did they find two ladders? Because, like, how would they get back out?
Did they catch the people?
No. How did they get the thing down the
ladder? They never caught the people.
They actually stole it.
They're still on the run.
Imagine pulling that off.
That's, like, respectable. Like, I have respect for that person. I hope he gets away. That's, like...
Oh, my gosh.
Well, anyway, Ethan and I, we've developed what we think happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yo, boy, there's this coin in here, okay? There's a coin in the museum.
Like a penny.
No, it's solid gold, bro.
Like a gold dollar.
A little bit, but it's a gigantic one. It has the queen's face on it.
The queen?
The queen.
Bro, I once met the queen. She was really nice.
That's not the point. We have to take this coin, brother.
But, like, steal it.
Yeah.
But why?
No, let's go. Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay. Peer pressure, fine.
I know, we got you. Okay. The door is right up there. Okay, I'm gonna lock the door. You be the lookout.
All
right,
I got
okay?
you.
We're locking. Dude, it's not opening.
All right, I got an idea. You ready for this? You ready for this?
What are you gonna do?
Break the glass, of course.
No, don't do it.
Dude.
Oh my gosh, what did you do?
Dude, I thought it was a viable option, okay?
You're so
stupid. Did you have a better option?
Come on, we gotta go, okay?
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Whatever you say.
I think it's on the left right here. Is that it over there?
No, dude, that's a freaking mummy.
Then that's it, right there.
That's a katana.
Okay, down the stairs.
Okay, fine. Jeez.
Okay, here it is. Okay, help me lift it. It's 212 pounds.
You really think I can pick up 220 pounds?
Both of us, we got this.
Dude, okay. I can barely lift up, like, a dumbbell.
Come on, the cops are coming.
Oh my gosh, fine, whatever. Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Oh my gosh.
Come on, left.
Left. That's right.
Left.
Oh my, who are you, Eminem?
Come on, I think I hear the cops. Throw it in the trunk.
Do we hear the cops?
1, 2, 3.
Ah!
What was that thud?
That was a coin.
That did not sound like a 220.
No, that was
though.
The coin like landing in his trunk. It's completely realistic.
Yeah, come on, Jake.
Guys, that was great. I didn't know it was coming, and I was like, wow, this is, like, great.
That was really good.
And we could have a follow-up depending on if they get caught or not.
I'm sure that's what happened, too.
We should make this a series.
We should.
So next episode, we'll have the second chapter.
What they do with
the
gold coin.
Where were their accents, guys? Come on.
Hello, mate.
These were accents, mate.
I could have definitely done them for you. If you would have found me in the studio, I would have gone on air. I would have done the accents for you, mate. I would have done it.
He's Gordon Ramsay right now. That's who he is. He's about to tell me my cooking is terrible.
And my fish is undercooked.
You should have put it in the microwave for a few more seconds.
Some prime cooking there.
That's what happens to all restaurants. They put it in the microwave and they just call it gourmet.
You know what's really scary? You have no idea, like, where your food comes from when
you
go to a restaurant.
I don't want
to
talk about sausages. Like, how they're made and stuff.
That, too.
No, there are a few things I can live without knowing, and how sausages are made are one of them.
What is a sausage?
Sausage is a pig.
Yeah, I know it's a pig, but, like...
What about hot dogs? You guys know what those are made from?
I do, and we aren't talking about that.
I think just, like, everything that's
I don't
over.
Know. I don't know.
You don't know what a hot...
I think it's just ground up whatever.
I don't know what a hot dog
is. It's the leftover from the pig.
I don't think I want to know.
What do you mean,
like
the leftover?
Eyes, though.
No. Not the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, yeah.
I am not eating a pupil when
you
I'm eating a hot dog.
Yes,
no,
you have,
I'm not.
Actually. Yeah.
No, I am
and,
not.
What else is it? I think it's some of its...
Isn't it? It's like... I heard that they put hooves. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I wonder if Europeans have this problem or if it's just America.
No, because they have bratwurst.
Ears,
they're cooler.
Also ears, I think. It's literally just ground up whatever's
left over.
What
about the little tail?
Can we move to Europe? And then we can actually go find this gold coin, and we can help the police.
And we can also get an accent, guys. And we can get an accent. So cool.
Is that a thing? Like, if we go over there now, can we get an accent?
You'll pick up on it. We'll develop it, yeah. It's like when people, like, from Europe and stuff, like, when they come here, they kind of pick up an accent.
It is the funniest thing. Every Christmas break, we go to North Carolina, and that's where my mom is from. So she's grown up there. She has a normal, like, just what you guys would call like a normal accent now. Mm-hmm. And so when we go back to North Carolina, just within a few hours, she has her Southern accent again. And
yeah,
she's talking
my mom does that too. It's weird.
I'm like, it's so like, I don't get how like the brain works and all.
And they don't even notice it either.
They don't.
Like, no. Nah, and I'm like,
I don't have that. And I'm like, yes, you do.
Best accent, Emily, go.
Wait, what?
Best accent, go.
Yes.
Like, what do you mean accent?
Like, accent, go.
Accent. British accent.
Okay, hold on. Well, give me a sentence to say.
No, not like acting. Like, what's your favorite accent?
Oh, okay.
No, I like that better. Accent.
Yes.
Okay, what do I say?
Australian.
You're listening to The Breaking Point.
On
is that a good one?
I like that.
That was good.
I like
Can't
that.
Can't do a very good
one. You're listening accent. To The Breaking Point.
On 91.3.
On 91.3.
The Edge. Oh, that was a weird one.
We're going to find an Australian shark in a pool now.
Jackson, your turn.
I'm trying to do it. It's not good. We try to.
I know. I want to hear you. Have you gotten any better in the multiple months that it has? Have you been practicing?
Last time we did Gordon Ramsay, I absolutely failed.
It was terrible.
It was Jamaican.
It was Jamaican.
Jamaican, man. But
fish is undercooked, man. Mate.
But you have a chance to redeem yourself, Jackson.
Okay, you gotta do it real quick though, so I can hear it.
Okay, so. What do you want me to say?
Okay.
I could tell you that I went downtown one time, and I got my hair cut, and my salonist, she was like...
Salonist?
She was talking me up.
Is that a word?
Is this Crystal? Like,
no. Oh. This is the other one.
I know his hair cutter.
But, yeah, and I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. I can get some of the words down, but the other words I got to practice on, but like most of the words I could do.
Now, what I'm thinking on is we're here on the show called The Breaking Point. I'm trying to mix like four accents in one right now. We're going to break real quick. You guys recognize this song. It's Fits in the Tantrums. Hand clap. There you go. On the Edge. Five.
Oh, no.
What? Okay. Oh, I got it. I know it.
Kelsey, remote.
Remote is not on there, and Olivia wins.
Keys. Oh.
How is...
Keys okay. is number one.
Yes!
I just want to say it throws me off every time she buzzes in, because you go, name something specific you've lost, and she goes, Olivia. And I was like, you're right there.
That's what I thought when you said, when you're like, Kelsey?
What?
I lose Kelsey?
I don't know why you said dog. I never lose dog.
Okay, yeah, people lose their dogs, and it's...
More than, like, a wallet?
Or your keys?
Or your keys.
Or money?
I don't know why phone's not on there.
I lose my phone all the time.
Yes.
I, like, never lose my keys.
What about... Number four is weight.
I thought that was a good one.
That's funny clever. And clever, yeah. And yeah. Never would have thought of that.
No, okay, no.
So
no.
Olivia Harris!
The victor.
Yes!
Our March Madness breaking feud.
Yes! Give it to me!
He's putting the crown on her head.
Yes!
Kelsey is crying in the corner right now.
I'm not crying. I'm accepting my defeat.
She's in the corner.
Mostly because she looks really funny with the crown on.
It doesn't fit on my head with the headphones.
Yeah, we're going to need to get a picture of that.
I don't think it fits on my head even without the headphones.
It doesn't fit on mine because sometimes when I'm board hopping, I put it on.
Kelsey would be the one who...
Just in my spare time, I like to wear the crown.
I wear it around, and I like board up.
We're wrapping up things on The Breaking Point. Real quick, we got two updates for you. We have a weather update, and we have March Madness. March Madness, we have two games tomorrow, I believe it is. Tomorrow's April 1st, right?
It's Saturday is April 1st.
Okay, Saturday is April 1st.
That's the day you have to get the pictures on the statues.
Gotcha. South Carolina versus Gonzaga at 6:09, and Oregon and North Carolina at 8:49. Ethan's have a weather update.
It's currently 68 degrees outside and extremely cloudy.
Extremely cloudy, so it's cooling down a little bit.
Yeah.
Cooling down.
Well, it's 68, it's warming up.
Well, I mean, like, as to the rain, because it was hailing, and now it's cooling down.
Yeah, except it says that there's a 30% chance of rain at 7.
And then it gets higher than that, right?
And then it just slowly increases until 10.
It was storming.
Real quick, I want to Ethan, how's that bracket looking over there?
Oh, my gosh.
Mister, I'm taking all of the indie teams to the final four. And guess who has three of the four teams in the
Do you
bracket?
Really?
Wow,
me.
That's like genuinely
Who do you have?
Impressive.
We have Gonzaga, UNC, and then we took Oregon on a whim.
Nice. Who's we?
The highlight bracket, which is about to win a pizza party for our SRT, if I can find wood to knock on so
for
I don't jinx it.
The record.
The hair. The door, I mean. Okay, here we are wrapping things up.
For the record, my entire bracket's just completely red.
Same, man. Same.
Woo!
Have a great spring break, guys. Stay safe, have fun, and we'll see you next time on The Breaking Point.
I got the hat to fit. It fits now.
Congratulations.